Women in sport never go unnoticed on SABC Sport. Ladies Club presenter Valen Kirtley gets up close and personal with the game changer of the week. WASP netball player in the UK Vitality Netball Super League and South African national netball team captain, Bongiweb Somi. Tune in live to SABC 2 this Wednesday at 11 a.m. Ladies Club, brought to you by
SABC Sport, for the love of the game.
You start that. You're tuned to SAFM 104 to 107. You can also catch us on the DStv audio bouquet on channel 814, as well as online at safm.co.za.
SAFM Literature with Nancy Richards.
Nancy Richards,
leaving no page unturned on SAFM 104 to 107.
104 to 107.
Well, next on SAFM Literature, it's where we get the about time where we get to talk to somebody who has self-published or planning to self-publish a book. And in this case, it's a book called Self-Care, A Beginner's Guide. It's by Lebohang Tromoya, who we have in our Johannesburg studio. Hi, Lebohang.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us. So, Self-Care, A Beginner's Guide. Why did you write this book?
Well, last year I was working mostly as a freelance blogger for lifestyle blogs, and the questions that came across the most were about how can I start to look after myself a little bit more? How can I actually step out of my negative habits of not prioritizing myself? So as that came along, then I thought of the idea of why don't I write a beginner's guide from all of the research that I've already done as a lifestyle blogger on how you can start with small little things that can help you get positive ways into your life that help you look after yourself a lot better.
Lifestyle is such a huge word, isn't it? So it's not necessarily just sort of hair and makeup and what you eat and what you drink, et cetera, et cetera. It's more of a sort of internal journey?
Yes.
Give us your chapter heads, as it were.
My chapter heads mostly were things like how to look after yourself emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically, everything, every single part of your being.
And how have you learned these lessons?
I think when I was in high school, which wasn't so long ago, I was part of a Project Positivity group where we were working together as children in our school trying to feed off one another on different ways and how we can help each other live better or how we can balance things better and how we can stop always prioritizing things that leave us feeling sick or not well in different ways.
What sort of age group are you talking to?
In the book, I'm actually talking to people, women between the ages of 15 and 45.
Oh, crikey, that's a big leap, isn't
that's
it?
That's a very big leap.
And who has been your inspiration? I'm not sure how old you are, but it wasn't long ago that you were at high school. Have you got somebody who's more sort of towards the other end of your target, sort of 45, who has given you some input as well?
My mother.
Okay. So is it between you have arrived at this set of rules?
Yes, mostly.
Give us some, Lebohang. Give us some sort of takeaways that we can work with.
I think my go-to rules for self-care are that in every single day you should leave some time for yourself, some quiet time just to space out the rest of the world and to remember what your personal goals are. To remember what you want out of life and through that always think positively of the direction you're going to. You know, just in a sense that you kind of take off all of the baggage from your day and start to revitalize yourself in a sense.
Okay. Do you meditate? I mean, how do you do that?
I do meditate, actually. I meditate for half an hour every morning and half an hour every evening before bed.
Do you think that the average woman, I'm just thinking of, you know, the mother of three children who is, you know, trying to hold down a job, look after the house, etc., look after all the children, how is she going to cope with that?
Well, I think for a woman in a situation like that, you won't find the kind of time that I would have to do these things, but it would be those 5 minutes sitting in traffic where you get a little breather, or when you're sitting in the parking lot waiting for your kids to come into the car at school. You know, just the few little minutes that you get during the day. Instead of using those minutes to focus on negative things, use them to focus on your personal growth.
And other things, I mean, lifestyle, I was saying it's not just about hair and makeup and time and what you eat and don't eat, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. What about other people, relationships? Is that something that you've, you know, because that can be, you can do as much as you like to get yourself on track, but your relationships can be something that sort of sets you back or you find difficult to handle.
You know, with relationships, I obviously don't have a lot of experience, but I was fortunate enough to be raised by a large group of people. What I found to work for most people is that when you, relationships are about balance. So when you and your partner work together to equally prioritize each other in your relationship, you find different ways to make things work for the both of you.
And is it, you know, I'm not sure how the self-publishing process was for you. Have you self-published it? You know, is that how it's worked?
Yes.
Okay, and is it available?
Yes, it is available on Amazon.
Okay. How much is it?
It is 60 rand.
Oh, that's very reasonable. So at that price, you know, there's absolutely no excuse not to look after yourself.
Yes, and it's really, the thing that I love most about this book is it kind of works for everyone, you know. If you read it, you'll see that the tips aren't large changes that you need to make in your life. It's small little things that you can do in 5 minutes.
Okay. Lebohang, if anybody wants to know more about you, are you on Facebook? Have you got a website? How can people check you out?
Socially, I am on Facebook as Lebohang Cassandra Tromoya. I'm also on Instagram as Lebohang Tromoya. And I have a website that is launching this Wednesday called The Art of Self.
The Art of Self, www.theartofself.co.za.
.com.
.com.
Yes.
There you go. You are so international. Lovely. Lebohang Cassandra Tromoya, thank you very much and very best of luck with your book. Okay?
Thank you very much.
And Lebohang was talking about her book called Self-Care, A Beginner's Guide. And if you want to find out her after Wednesday, you can check out her website, which is theartofself.com. Otherwise, you can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and the book, once again, is called Self-Care, A Beginner's Guide.